Whether you're hitting the road or kicking back in the cab, it's time to take a load off with Big Rig Banter. Powered by alltruckjobs.com, your source for finding the trucking jobs drivers really want. Get ready to shift into gear and let the conversations roll.
All right, hello and welcome. Today is January 2nd, and you're listening to the 23rd episode of Big Rig Banter. I'm your co-host, Troy Diffenderfer.
And I'm your favorite co-host, Lene Rohl.
And I apologize, listeners, I'm a little under the weather, so Lene's going to do most of the talking here, but we do have an exciting episode for you. Lene, it's 2019. How is your new year going so far?
Pretty good so far. I actually went to the Mummers Parade in Philadelphia for the first time, so that was pretty cool. And I know Troy probably doesn't want me to say this on the air, but I'd like to announce, ladies, that he is currently officially off the market. He got engaged over Christmas break. Troy, you want to...
Yeah, that's right. I gave my now fiance the best gift possible, which is myself forever. So... sadly, Lene...
Maybe she'll come to her senses.
Sadly, Lene will have to share her time with me. I know she's heartbroken as well. But, Lene, how was your Christmas? Did you end up on the naughty or nice list? And I think I can answer that already.
Hey. You know, I got a few presents, even though I was not good. Well, maybe a few times this year, but...
Sounds good. But
folks, no engagement rings for me, so you know.
Yeah. But folks, we have an exciting episode on tap. We're talking to a mother-daughter duo all about team truck driving. That's right, team truck driving. We have a ton of positions on All Truck Jobs available. It's one of the positions that many people are asking about us on Facebook and in our FAQs. It's certainly an exciting career to pursue, but Lene, why don't you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so with team driving, you obviously drive together and you kind of split the responsibilities of the road. So I got to talk to a mother-daughter team. They drive for Werner Enterprises, and they shared with us their experience on the road, which is unique because they're related. But yeah, you can give it a listen. They're going to share with us some of the qualities that are important when you're picking a team driver partner. And also what the experience is like when it comes down to pay and scheduling and things like that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. You know, we spoke to Todd McCann in a previous episode who had experience driving with his wife. So it is really cool to turn your job into a family affair, whether it's the mother or daughter or husband and wife team. But you can also end up getting linked up with random people that can become your companion on the road as well. But enough of us talking. Let's listen to that interview.
This is Lene, and I'm here today with two team drivers from Werner. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for jumping on a call with me.
Absolutely.
So do you ladies want to introduce yourselves and just give our listeners a brief description of your relationship on the road?
Hi, so I'm Dorinda Bynum-Lewis, and I'm a Werner driver for 3 years, and I drive with my co-driver, Sine.
And then I'm Sine, and I drive with my mom. We started at the same time, and we went through training together and everything, so now we're team driving.
That's really awesome. And what made you decide to drive together?
Well, we were definitely at like a transitional period in our life at that point in time. And so I think we hadn't spent a lot of time with each other in the years since, in the years past. So we decided, why not, you know, go and travel and be able to spend time with each other and see this little kind of corner of the world while we could.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm trying to picture my mom and I driving together, but my mom is afraid to drive on the highway, so I don't think it would work out too well.
No, probably not.
So when you decided to start driving together, what were some of the benefits or disadvantages to team driving that you weighed out that brought you to your decision?
Well, I think it was definitely knowing that we had each other's best interests and our safety was in each other's hands. I mean, you can't really trust anyone more than the person who gave you life.
True.
So, yeah, so I think that was definitely really, that was an easy decision for me, at least, to make. I'm not sure about my mom.
I think for me, it was, you know, once the decision was made that we were going to actually drive trucks, it was just knowing that we were going to be able to spend lots of time with each other and, you know, kind of solidify the bond that we already had with each other. So it was just an easy decision. It was, we knew what our goals were. We knew what we wanted ultimately out of this experience. And we shared that commonality.
Sure. And so when you're on the road, you take turns driving. So I'm guessing that means you can cover more miles that way.
Definitely. Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
So primarily, Sine drives during the evenings and I drive during the daytime. So that we're always on some sort of a schedule. It might be a loose schedule, but it's, you know, a pretty decent schedule for most of the time.
As best as we can. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. And then how far do you typically travel, or how often are you on the road in a given week?
So typically we do between 5,000 and 7,000 miles a week. Granted, that depends on how our 70-hour clocks work and everything like that. But yeah, we cover a lot of ground. We're 48 state drivers, so we have no restrictions. We're just wherever they send us, we go.
All right. You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but I'm just imagining my mom and I on the road, like I said. So do you have some disagreements, or how do you cope with being in such a small space together for such a long period of time?
Well, I would say it's pretty easy, just because I think before we started, I think that was kind of a concern. Like, how do you have your personal time where you just kind of breathe deeply without being on top of one another? And honestly, we don't really see each other that much, just because you have to sleep and you have to drive. So the time where we do spend with each other is probably about an hour or two a day. So it feels really normal once you get into a routine. But yeah, I think.
Yeah, and the great part of it, like she said, you know, every 10 hours, we're switching over clocks. And so it's usually when we switch over a clock, and it's during that time that you're doing your pre-trip and you're walking around the truck and you're grabbing something to eat or making dinner for the other person, is when we actually have that time to kind of spend with each other. And then we also make sure that we take time to get off the truck every now and then to just go and do something fun, whether it's going for a hike or, you know, a walk around a park or something like that. When we just make sure we take that time so that we have the ability to be able to reflect on just different things besides driving.
Right. I mean, and that's kind of the perk to being in 48 states, is that you get to see a lot of the country. Do you have a favorite thing that you've seen so far together?
Oh, geez. I'm not sure, actually. I would say a favorite experience would probably be going through the Rocky Mountains for the first time in the truck. Was just surreal. It was like, I can't believe we're moving this massive vehicle through this like extreme terrain. So that was really cool. And I think I was like, I was the one driving through it, and I was just like, Mom, I can't believe this is happening. So that was really cool. Probably.
Yeah.
And I think that definitely the Rockies, when she told me about that, her first experience, that was pretty neat. I think driving through back roads, going through parts of the Grand Canyon and seeing that was really also beautiful. Really beautiful. Just watching the sunset as you're going through these canyons, you know, it was something that I'll never forget.
Yeah. Before we started recording, I told you guys that I drove across the country, and I can relate to the Rocky Mountains story, because I was just in my little car and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm gonna make it up this mountain, you know.
Yeah, it feels impossible, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I used to think we had mountains in Pennsylvania. Now I realize that they are hills. So I mean, obviously, mother, daughter, you knew each other before you started driving together. But what are some important qualities that you each have that you think make it fit so well, besides, you know, your relationship being family?
I'd say we both have a lot of patience. And I think that that's important because you have to have patience when you're dealing with, you know, the different people that you come across every day and with each other. And like being able to understand that, like, there's a goal, I think, that you have to kind of have set in stone of what you want to accomplish or what you want to do. And we're both on the same wavelength with that. So,
yeah, and I also think that making sure that you have effective communication skills is really important for that same reason. You want to make sure that you can talk to each other, but also be able to talk to all different kinds of people, because there are people who you come across that either don't understand what you're doing or have a preconceived notion about who you are based on your chosen field at that time. And so it's really having strong communication skills and being able to articulate them effectively to multiple people, whether it's the folks who work, you know, in Warner, our fleet team and things like that, or whether it's someone in the shippers or where we deliver places to, you know, different places. I think all of that is really important. And I think that that's something that we both possess, ability to be able to kind of work with whatever group we're with, or to be able to kind of translate to that given group so that they know what we're trying to do, what our goals are, what our plan is, and making sure that everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I wanted to remember to ask you is, how does the pay work? Do you just split the paychecks, or you each get your own? And then just if you can talk about the difference between team driving pay versus if you were driving by yourself.
Okay, yeah. So basically the way it works is we get paid, company-wide, the pay for teams comes out as $100,000 to $150,000 a year. That's for the truck. And then that number is split in half, and we each get our own individual paychecks. So whatever miles we drive any given week, we get paid weekly. So we get two separate paychecks, just split straight down the middle. And I think that's actually something that's really important for people to know when they are thinking about team driving, because there's going to be some weeks where just the way the clocks work, you're not going to be driving as much as the other person. For us, it's not a big deal. We don't really care that it gets split straight down the middle. But I can imagine it would be potentially frustrating for some people. You know, if you're not able to do as much, or if you are doing more, but it comes with the job,
right? Yeah. And I think that that's one of the things that goes back to why us being a team, for us it's easy being a team. Yeah. I think remembering when you're thinking about becoming a team with someone, to think about some of those things that do make a difference for you. We don't have to worry about home time because we know we're going to take home time together. We don't have to worry about our spirituality because we share the same spirituality. We don't have to worry about hygiene and all that kind of stuff, because those are all the same qualities that we have. We both possess, we both share those same qualities. So when we're thinking about, we talk to other people about being a team with someone, we always remind them, you know, think about some of those things. Think about who you're going to be teaming up with and how that's going to affect everything that you do. Are you comfortable with knowing that one week you might drive 70 hours and the other person might drive 55 hours just because of the way the clocks are set up, but that the paycheck is still going to be split down the middle between the two of you? So those kinds of conversations are really important to have with your potential teammate. Again, for us, it's really easy because, you know, we have a unique situation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a really, really good point. Is there any other or any other advice you would give to someone who's considering team driving?
I think you're not completely used to sharing a space with somebody. You know, while you're training, you share a space, and then you think you're going to get into your own truck. And so we already had an idea that, okay, so we're always going to be sharing a much smaller space than, say, an apartment or something like that if you were to have a roommate. It's essentially like having a roommate, but you're just in a much smaller space and you're constantly driving. So it's just keeping that in mind that there's always going to be somebody there. And I love that part. I think that's great. And I have met so many people who love it as well. But that's always, it's a personality thing. So not everybody likes that idea once they're actually in the moment. I'd also say, I think one thing to remind people to think about when they're thinking about teaming is to make sure that they know the other person enough, like, yeah, just know them enough to know, like, this is this person's quirks. This is how they like to stop every 45 minutes because they're a smoker, and they you know, need to eat a certain type of a diet, so they're going to be going to certain places, yeah, to eat their food. They stop every night for a shower, and their showers are an hour long. Those little things that seem like they wouldn't be a big deal that you don't think about when you're living in a traditional situation like an apartment are, right, things that you really have to think about when you're actually on a truck. You have to think about what am I going to be doing? How am I going to be living this life? Am I going to be driving 3 weeks and then taking a week vacation or 2 day vacation? Am I going to be driving for 5 months and taking a week? That kind of stuff is going to be really important when you're sharing a truck with someone who isn't related to you, or you're not in any kind of a relationship with, and your lives are very separate from each other.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've had some pretty interesting roommates over the years, so I'm just envisioning sharing a cab with any of them. Before we jump off the call, can you describe your truck for me, because I heard you're driving a pretty special truck?
Yes, I'll let my mom explain this one. So we are actually very privileged and honored to be driving the Susan G. Komen Race for a Cure truck. It's a collaboration between Daimler, Freightliner, Warner, and Susan G. And it's a wrapped truck that is pink, gray, and white, and it has the breast cancer logo on the side of it. And it's really neat because it's called Be More Than Pink is the new slogan for this year for Susan G. And as we're driving around, people see the truck and it just reminds them, you know, to make sure that they go in and get, you know, mammograms done yearly, and to remind their family members that there is someone out there that's thinking about them. And so it's very special to us that we have the opportunity to drive the truck. And yes, the truck on the inside of it is a dream. It has every bell and whistle you could possibly imagine. Which makes it really easy to continue to drive every day. We don't have to do a lot of stopping for very many things. But beyond all of that, it really is the honor of being able to be behind the wheel and drive and see truckers from, you know, other companies giving you the thumbs up or honking at you, or someone walking up to you and just saying thank you so very much because my mother, my grandmother, my uncle have breast cancer or passed away from breast cancer. And so it's so neat to be able to see someone, you know, talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to keep an eye out when I'm on the highway for one of those trucks.
Definitely.
Is there anything else that either of you would like to say before we jump off the call, either about team driving or, you know, being women in trucking? You can throw anything you want to say out there. Most of our listeners are truck drivers, so.
Okay. I would just say that, you know, we absolutely love our company. We think Warner is probably one of the best companies out there when it comes to truck driving. And this industry has grown massively and changed so much in the last, you know, even 3 or 4 years that we've been with the company, that we're just really excited. We love team driving, and we really hope that more people consider doing things like team driving, because it does get you out there more, and it does allow you the ability to be able to see more of the country than if you were solo driving. Warner has over 700 teams right now, which is amazing. And we hope it keeps growing stronger and better, and we do hope that there are more women that join up and join the forces for driving. And you know, we just hope that people realize that, you know, through this experience, you're able to really learn a lot about yourself and who you are. Is, you know, essentially you're your own independent person when you're out there driving. It's you and the truck.
and, you know, you're watching out for all these different things that are taking place. And it's just nice, you know, if people realized, you know, how important this industry is, and that anyone can do it if you just have the, you know, the capability to sit in a truck long enough to get down the road. It's a fun thing to do. It's a fun experience, a challenging experience at times, but a very, very fun experience. And we really do appreciate the ability to be able to do it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing your experience with me and with our drivers. You know, I can't really, you know, I can read articles online, but it's really cool to just hear a firsthand experience from both of you.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun talking.
Yes. Well, I'll let you get back on the road.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Safe driving.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we just heard from Dorinda and Sine from Werner Enterprises. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We learned a lot from them about what it's like to team drive. They have a unique situation being mother and daughter, but some of the qualities that they said were important for team driving are communication, patience. Something I thought was really interesting that they brought up was having similar schedules, so wanting similar time off from work, because if you want off to go to the beach in July but your team driver doesn't, then that can be problematic. And then also the willingness to split the paycheck, because you want to make sure you're driving with someone who can carry equal weight on the road. You're splitting the paycheck down the middle, no matter if you only drove 40 hours and your partner drove 50. So that's really important to keep in mind as well. So what do you think, Troy? You think we could team drive together? We can quit this podcast right now and go get our CDL.
I definitely thought about this a lot, and I know exactly how it would go, because I know that you don't drive in any kind of bad weather. So I know I'd be doing a lot of driving, and you would be sleeping in the back of the cab while I did the driving.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, we could have a lot of fun with it because you drive, I'd take pictures, I'd help you stay awake the whole time. We'd have good music, similar taste of music, great snacks. I don't know. I think it could be like just like a really fun road trip where you drive and we both get paid.
We'll try. I think I'd make more of a solo driver, and then maybe I'll pick you up as a hitchhiker for a couple days. But
you might find me hitchhiking.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense.
And speaking of hitchhiking, what is your most interesting story on the road? We'd love to hear from more drivers, so if you want to direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, we'd love to hear your favorite road stories.
But thanks again, folks. This is a great episode on team driving. We're kicking off 2019 on a good note. Lene, do you have anything else to add before we wrap up?
I just want to say, if you like what you hear, please leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to Big Rig Banner. We'd really appreciate your feedback.
All right. Thanks, folks. I'm your co-host, Troy Diffenderfer.
And I'm your favorite co-host, Lene Rule.
And this has been Big Rig Banter.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Big Rig Banter. For your next job, check out alltruckjobs.com, the premier online source for finding the best driver jobs in the country. Browse hundreds of positions by freight or driver type to get back on the road with confidence. Click subscribe to keep the conversations coming. Until next time on Big Rig Banter.